Welcome, everyone, to the broadcast. We are in the second episode where we are speaking about dreams, encounters, visions, and current events. Before we get started, let's pray together. Thank you, Father God, for bringing us together. Thank you that we can talk about what's on your heart. Thank you for the sacrifice of your son, Jesus, who poured it all out on the cross so that we could have our full inheritance, our full reward, free from physical pain, from trauma, emotional pain, and mental handicaps. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that you are to us. You are our source of all things. We pray these things in your name. Amen. Lately, I have been getting a lot of messages about the seven mountains of influence, but also specifically, like, what are they? You know, a lot of prophets have been talking about them, prophetic people, and it's time to answer some of those questions. And also for those of you that do know about it, I hope this will shed some new light on it. I'm going to reference for the first post we're going through. It is one from October 11th. God's government is for you. The seven mountains of influence are religion/worship, education, family, government, economy/business, media/communications, and lastly, we have celebration/arts and entertainment. The Lord was speaking to me about the love displayed through these seven areas of society. They reflect his heart, they do reflect his heart, and the culture of heaven. All seven mountains, these spheres of society, they all exist in heaven. God himself, as the Trinity, he is the original family. He is a community within himself. Father, his name is Father. He's the Son, and he's the Holy Ghost. He is the three in one. We are made in his image, and we are all invited into the family. His son Jesus came so that we could be redeemed from the curse of sin, which had ultimately separated us from him. However, Jesus paid the price so that we can be brought back into the fold, because we've all come from him. We've all come from him. We are adopted back into the family. The other mountains of influence, like government, his government rules, his courts of heaven rule over the earth. All inventions, blueprints come from him. The good news, the media, the mountain of media, which is a mountain of blessing, they spread the gospel and what he's doing on earth. The enemy, through the mainstream media, tries to deceive the people, feed them lies, trying to get them into cycles of fear and despair, instead of looking to what God is doing, which is rescuing America. He is rescuing the nations. The nations all belong to him. All right. There's a lot here. There's a lot to go over. So I'm going to go ahead and continue. If you're confused about your calling or purpose, just know that God has assignments for everyone. We are in a time of revival and reformation, moving towards an age of prosperity. All seven mountains will be reclaimed for the kingdom, and the glory of God will fill the earth as the waters cover the seas. abundant finances, healthy food, and much more to look forward to. Believe in his promises and stand on his word. He has spoken through his prophets about America, and there will be restoration and recompense. Remember most of all that he cares for you and loves you. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Now, I'm not going to bash anyone. I don't do that. I just see there's a lot of, let me start off this way. There's a lot of posts about end times and the beast, the mark of the beast, and all these different things, you know. I understand that in the Bible, there are many parallels to what's happening right now, but it's important not to fall into fear-based tactics and into despair, because while the enemy's trying to do things on the earth, God has a greater plan. He has a reset that he is currently planning, that he's revealed to his prophets. The enemy is using end times talk in order to get the people back into their homes, back into their closets to be scared. The seven mountains of influence, one of the main teachings about it is that we are called to be the salt and light of the earth. One of the reasons that things are so bad the way they are right now, whether it's, you know, Hollywood, the economy, politics, a lot of it has to do with the church leaving these mountains of influence and thinking, oh man, you know, the rapture rug is coming soon. So I'm just going to sit back, wait to die, and go to heaven. I mean, that's just the honest truth. A lot of Christians, they had left in the past, let's just talk about the past 20 years, they slowly left these areas of society because they thought they were too dark. And they didn't want to engage in culture. They wanted to stay in their little Christian bubble. And I know I'm talking to some people here. I wasn't planning on saying this right now, but the Lord wants to say something. They were hiding in their Christian bubbles. So what happens is when the light leaves the seven mountains, then it allows darkness, silence allows the enemy to come in and take over these mountains. When I was younger, when I was a teenager, there was no problem when it comes to the gender confusion thing. Boys knew that they were boys. Boys knew they were boys, and girls knew they were girls. There was no confusion back when I was in school, talking about like 20 years ago. And nowadays, now it's a different ball game. And you can see how the darkness has crept up in society. The good news with the mountain of media and blessings, like broadcasts like these, your favorite prophetic channels like Elijah Streams, Elijah Fire, His Glory TV. They are taking back the mountains. We are taking back the mountain of media so that we can proclaim God's truth, what he intends for the family. Family is one man and one woman having kids. Be fruitful and multiply. Anything else is a perversion or a diversion from what God's trying to do. One man and one woman. That's what the Bible says. Go back to Genesis. For all seven mountains, it is our mission to reform all areas of society. And when we have righteous believers in every corner, then we're going to see change. We're going to see righteous leaders in government. We're going to see kingdom business owners and entrepreneurs selling good, healthy products, not only just for our skin, but for our stomachs. Good, clean, healthy food. When that also gets reformed as well, this whole food system. I've seen more people going away from Big Pharma because of the lies that they've had. I also broadcast on Rumble, so just to let you know, if I say anything that gets too dicey and gets, you know, removed or something, I'll be on Rumble, okay? But people have been seeing in the past, you know, couple years, the lies about their supposed medicine and certain, you know, this thing. So yes, people are wising up, and the truth is getting out there, especially since these companies have been losing billions of dollars who have been selling these. And court cases and lawsuits are coming out, and people are winning for ways that they were harmed from these supposed medical treatments. The reason you see so many people talking about, like, what is truth? Like, how have we been lied to? Because their finances are in the gutter. And, well, I know that's it's a touchy subject, but as things are reformed, as we get back into these areas of society, we're going to see sweeping changes, and God, as we partner with him, we're going to see these changes. We're going to see the financial system restored to what God intended. The gold and silver is mine, declares the Lord. If you go back to scripture, gold and silver was counted as biblical money. Actually, not this fiat system we have, which is referred to as paper money. We can go on and on, right? I mean, we could talk about food, pharmacy, finances, family. That's what the Seven Mountains encapsulates. It's about these areas that need to be changed. So there you go. I hope that was a helpful demonstration, explanation of what the Seven Mountains are. And as for the subject, the Lord also led me to share a second post. This one was back in September 16th. I'm actually sharing part two of a dream encounter that I had. Part one will be on the website. During this vision, the Lord had took me, let me be more specific. During this dream encounter, the Lord had took me on a tour around the earth. And I was in the spirit, and my spirit was downloading things faster than I could even process it. It was one of my wildest encounters. So let me start in the beginning. The Lord took me to a tour to the smaller overlooked nations. These islands around the world that get no media coverage. They are God's people too, and they need to hear the gospel. It happened with lightning speed, traveling to each island, carrying yellow light, faster than my mind could process. But my spirit was downloading all the information from these visits. I thank the Lord for everything he was doing. I saw spears of light floating above the islands. Then I saw light erupt upwards like a beam of light shooting towards heaven. Now I'm going to go ahead and pause right here. Remember the scripture I shared earlier in the broadcast, the glory of God will cover the seas. Well, the glory of God will cover the earth as the waters cover the seas. There will be regions of light that are coming on the earth as the sons and daughters take dominion over the earth. Adam and Eve originally, they were given dominion over the earth. They were told to subdue the earth. During the fall of man, Satan took away those keys of authority. But when Jesus came, here we go. When Jesus came and he conquered sin, death, and the grave, he took back the keys from Satan, and all authority on heaven and earth was given back to him. And then now, he's given us those keys to once again, like Adam and Eve were supposed to, take dominion over the earth. And that is what we're doing with the seven mountains of influence. To make heaven, to make the earth look more like heaven. Those are the times we are living in. It is not, yes, we are in the end times, but we have a bright and glorious future ahead. Jesus is coming back. He will come back. So that's something we can all agree on when it comes to our eschatology, the talk of future things. Jesus is coming back. But he's coming back for a pure and spotless bride. That's the church. The glory of God will cover the earth as the waters cover the seas. I saw in my dream encounter these spheres of light, these regions of light that were around the earth. And that is when the nations repent, they turn to God and they do things his way. Finances belong to him. Government belongs to him. These are not tools to deceive people and to enslave them in tyranny. They are not for tyranny, which is what we are all experiencing right now in our different nations. Preach it, right? We are preaching it right now. I haven't talked to anyone who says, yes, oh man, I love what the government is doing. You know, in Europe, Australia, America, oh man, they're just financially thriving. I haven't heard that. I haven't heard that from anybody. But yes, the spheres of light, I'm excited for what God is doing because he is taking us by the hand and showing us what we need to do in order to have the kingdom of God on earth. The end times theology too, some people might get mad at me, but hey, this idea that the world's gonna burn, it's just gonna burn up in flames and you don't have to do anything, even if you're a Christian, just wait till the end. It's like, no, that's exactly that. It's that thinking that got us here in the first place. All right, some of you might be mad at me, but hey, I gotta tell you, we cannot run away from our problems. As Christians, we cannot run away from our problems. Yes, you might be mad at the darkness. You might want to complain, like, look at the stuff they're doing. It's their fault for the way things are. Well, it's our job to speak the truth and to shine the light and to preserve society. We need to have our eyes lifted, our gaze lifted up to heaven so that we can receive his plans, his blueprints. I'm talking to some of you right now. So that we can reform the earth. These are blueprints that the earth has been crying out for hundreds of years. Hundreds of years that they've been enslaved. People can now come up from the grave. When I was younger, I had glimpses of what things could be like, people actually being happy. And it was just recently when I was going through, the Lord gave me that memory that I had. I know that this is what I'm called to do, to help equip and to train you so that we can take back society for the earth, for the Lord. We can take back society for the Lord. So right now we declare on this broadcast that the seven mountains of influence all belong to God, and we are kicking out Jezebel, Leviathan, and Satan. We are kicking out the principalities from all these mountains. Poof. They are just little ants that we flick off each of the mountains. We are spiritual giants. When you're reading the scripture about principalities and dark rulers and all those people, they compare to you in the spirit, you, you are standing tall. You have authority over every demonic spirit. Look, I get people get, you know, they get hyped up about the hierarchy of demons. Like, principalities seem to be the biggest, and then rulers, and then blah, blah, blah. I mean, guys, you still have authority over the entire hierarchy. They're not bigger than you. They're still smaller. Whew. There's another train of thought I could go down, but I just want to... The Lord's telling me to focus on the seven mountains, so hold on. You have authority over all demonic spirits. We're not going to let them rule the seven mountains anymore. So we decree in our authority that we're taking it back. Thank you, Lord. Alrighty. All right. Continuing the encounter. The scripture that came up is that God will judge the sheep and the goat nations. Let everyone repent. Let everyone repent and find mercy in our Lord Jesus Christ. All nations are invited into the kingdom of our God. We are one nation under God. And here's a scripture reference for what I just, for what the Lord was speaking to me about. He gave me Matthew 25, 31 to 33. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Prophecy is an invitation to the higher things of God, because his ways and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. The spheres of light, the regions of light, that is if we partner with God. Sometimes prophecy, there we have to do our part in order to see the fulfillment. We have to say yes to what God is doing. So in this case, we need to agree with God. We come into agreement with what the Lord is doing on the earth. And we will see these spheres of light. We are going to see a new era of prosperity. That is what God wants. Listen. That is what God wants to bring on this earth. There's not going to be a reset, as in what George Soros and those others are saying. The devil wants you to live like animals. He wants to enslave you with your finances. He wants to take your children. They're trafficking children right now in many of these different countries. That's why the movie Sound of Freedom came up, because that was a God-inspired movie that came out at a God-ordained time to show what Satan and the demons were doing through fallen man. If you look back in the history of communist countries, you will see that the same tactics that they're doing in Cuba, Venezuela, they've been doing it in our country for the past several years. So truly, when the Lord gives us these blueprints, when the Lord gives us his commands, it is a matter of life or death. Many countries have already fallen to the same tactics that they've been doing in our country, but I'm here to give you hope. Because God has promised to save America. He has signed that promise in the blood of his son. It's a seal of promise. His remnant has cried out to him from 2020 to 2022. The remnant did cry out to save America. And many of you know what happened in 2020, which evidence has already been coming out recently. You saw about the Hunter Biden thing? He was charged, he was indicted for several crimes, which related to the laptop, connected to Joe Biden and the crimes that they were all doing all along. This is serious stuff, guys, but we need to talk about it. This is serious, but God has a serious plan to save America. If you've been reading different prophetic words and wondering, like, when's the timing? When's this supposed to happen? Remember that if God just released a prophetic word online through somebody exactly when he was going to save the country, hello, you know, the enemy would be reading it and they would try to counter it. So God has purposely hidden certain details of this timeline that we're in to confuse the enemy. Don't be confused. You don't need to be confused. He's giving you signs. He's giving you information, revelation, and dreams in your spirit about when some of these things are close, are coming soon to save the nations. Please, please, if you've been trying to explain to your friends like what's going on in this country, but you don't have quite the words for them, please send them this broadcast. It's important to keep putting yourself out there, because the people that know the truth and stand in the truth, they are the ones who are consistent. They will be the ones who will be vindicated. So you don't be afraid to share the truth. If you know what's already been going on in the country, you believe the words of the prophets, have at it. Keep sending the hosts. Like, do what the Lord has instructed you to do. Intercede for the country. Intercede for President Trump and his family. Intercede for Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu, who has been called by God. It's time for people to get on the right side. We need to get in unity with each other. And if people disagree with you, that's okay. Remember the prophets in the Bible. They set a great example for us. You keep doing what God has called you to do, regardless of what other people say. The harvest is now. So please go ahead and after this broadcast, spend some time alone with the Lord and ask him what you can do for your country. What you can do to be part of this great movement, because it's not too late to join what God is doing on the earth. Let us pray together. Father, thank you that you are activating the bride of Christ, that you are giving them their dreams, their visions, their callings in you, that you are raising up a remnant who are righteous and fiery and holy and passionate for you, that you are crowning them with your glory. Let us be glory carriers for you as the glory of God goes throughout the earth. I speak blessing of rest of joy. I speak joy onto the people listening. I speak peace on them. I encourage them to rest in you, Lord. You are their source of everything. I pray that just like Joseph, that you provide your people in this time, in this midst of famine. You provide for the people, Lord. The gold, the silver, the provision, the gems, they are theirs. From the storehouses of heaven, we call out your provision on everyone who is listening right now. I pray that you fill them with the fire of God to burn for you, Lord, always. Let us not go one day without knowing your son, Jesus. We pray that if anyone doesn't know Jesus, that you surrender your life to him because he loves you and he died for you to give you everything. It's the most important decision that you'll make in your life. The scripture says to confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. Repent of your sins. And you will have everlasting life. He is your salvation. He is the one who's going to turn everything around. But he wants you right now in this moment. He wants you to spend eternity with him right now. Heaven on earth. You don't need to wait until death. And then you're happy. No, no, no. You can be happy right now on earth. It's through him. He is your life. He is your salvation. So his Holy Spirit calls onto you. I pray for a sign, a manifestation. As you're already feeling it, you're feeling his presence. He's drawing himself unto you. Say yes. Say yes to what he's doing and allow him to work on you. We pray for anyone who has any sickness or disease. Jesus already took it on the cross. So we pray for the anointing of healing to go forward. We pray for deliverance right now. We pray that we declare that every demonic spirit has to go in Jesus' name. We pray for clear mind to be released to you right now in Jesus' name. We pray that the fog of war gets blown off of you. Feel the wind of his spirit. Feel his fire. The river of life comes from him. That's good. That's good. Thank you, Lord, what you're doing with your people right now. That we can share in this, in your presence, and that your presence will be with them even after the broadcast. Thank you, Jesus. All righty. It's so good what God is doing. I can spend all day with you guys. I could. I really could. Feel his weighty presence. You are the Ark of the Covenant. You carry the presence of God within your belly. Thank you, Lord, for signs, miracles, and wonders that you are doing on this broadcast. Let them find checks in the mail. Let them find miraculous provision for their situations. Show yourself mighty to your people, God. Blind eyes open. Deaf ears start hearing. Creative miracles, new organs for them, Lord. Any of your needs, you don't need me to call out a body part. Just receive it in faith. You call it out by faith and you take it. Just like the woman who touched the hem of Jesus' garment. She didn't wait for a word, did she? She didn't wait for Jesus to call out a body part. She just went for it. So some of you, you just need to go after your healing. Just reach out in faith. Just declare your healing. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Grab the anointing that's tangible, just like the hem of his garment. Do that as a prophetic act. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for releasing faith into the room for healing and for miracles. Thank you, God. Thank you. As we ascend, we're ascending in your presence, Lord. Thank you so much. We are in your realm. So good, God. Thank you. I don't want to end the broadcast. It's good what he's doing. Yes, Lord. Woo. Good. Keep writing in the comments. Share any testimonies. I would love to hear them. What he's doing, like how the Lord touched you. And your healing testimonies, if you felt like a weight lift off of you, if you felt fire on your chest, I want to hear it. Please write it in. You can email me, or you can put it right there in the comments. Let's share what God is doing out to the world. Let's make it go viral. Let's make the gospel go viral for his name's sake. All right. I think we found a... I think this is a good, thank you, Jesus. I'm having fun. Like I said, I want to end the broadcast. I don't want to end it. Okay. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you're doing. And we'll see you guys next time.